This is the Inland Journal from Spokane Public Radio. I'm Doug Nadvornik. This week, Butch Otter passed the baton to Brad Little in Boise. The three-term governor left his office in the Idaho State House to his second-in-command, now former Lieutenant Governor Brad Little. The rancher from the town of Emmett took the oath of office twice, first in public in front of the State House last Friday.
I, Brad Little, do solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And I will support the Constitution of the State of Idaho.
And the Constitution of the State of Idaho.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties of.
Governor of the State of Idaho.
The office of the Governor of the State of Idaho.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help you God.
So help me God.
He took the same oath in private, this the official version, on Monday morning. And then he stepped out onto the big stage for his first State of the State address in front of a joint session of the Idaho legislature. We'll hear excerpts from that later in the program. Though Little is a veteran politician, it's his first go-round as governor. A few others from the Inland Northwest are also taking their first turns in their respective legislatures this year. We'll hear from two. Democratic Senator David Nelson in Idaho's 5th District, which covers Benoit and Latah counties, and Republican Representative Jenny Graham in Spokane's 6th Legislative District.
I don't look at this as much as Jenny's adventure, as much as I want to be able to include the people that elected me. It's not a me, Jenny thing. This is actually a we thing. And, you know, I am going to be working with others to implement remote testimony so that the people in the 6th District and the people in Eastern Washington can have their voices heard.
Though it's Graham's first term as an elected official, she worked during the last few years as an advocate for a bill that was approved and signed into law. It gives victims of child sexual abuse until their 30th birthdays to report their crimes to law enforcement. Graham still remembers her first visit to Olympia to give her own personal testimony.
I was terrified. I was a survivor of childhood sexual assault, and I was telling that story for the very first time publicly. And I was living in fear of doing that. My life could have been absolutely in jeopardy. So I was, you know, as that person, afraid. Am I going to be able to get through this? You know, but I thought, I'm going to go. I'm going to give it a try. And I did make it through it. It was really hard. I mean, if you want to talk about one of the most difficult things, it's almost like unzipping your skin. And every nerve, you're just so vulnerable. Going to Olympia as a legislator now for the first time, the public safety hearing workday was the first event on the list that I had. So when I walked to the hearing room, it dawned on me that was the same exact hearing room that I first testified as that scared private individual. And it was the same committee chair, Chair Goodman.
That's Roger Goodman, a Democrat from Kirkland.
It was really surreal to come back as the legislator now to understand exactly what it's like to be on the other side of that lectern. And now I'm the legislator, and I have a very good understanding of both sides of this.
Graham will sit on that same public safety committee, as well as the judiciary and college workforce and development committees. Her fellow Republicans will assign her a mentor to help her through her first session, but during a recent orientation for legislators, she had a chance to get acquainted with some other legislators, including some from the Spokane delegation.
I had an opportunity to sit in at a school construction committee hearing, and then there was a work group afterwards that I was allowed to sit in on, and Marcus Roselli is on that committee and was in that work group. So it was really neat to have a chance to talk to him about the issue and talk to him about, you know, when I was doorbelling and meeting teachers and students and bus drivers, you know, to talk about these safety issues that we were discussing.
Graham has hired an aide to run an office back here in her district. She says she's very aware of the need to stay connected, even while she's working in Olympia.
We are talking about telephone town halls. I will be out in the public as much as possible for any number of things that come up. That's important, knowing that they can call me you know, to talk to me and finding ways to be able to reach out to them. And honestly, after session, I very definitely see myself going out and doorbelling again. I'm not, you know, I don't have to wait for a couple of years to go by. There are areas that I couldn't get to because it just wasn't humanly possible to do it. So I'll take a look at that and then make it a point to go back and stay connected and continually do that.
Jenny Graham will begin her career as an elected official next Monday when the Washington legislature begins its 2019 session.